Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something, something, Bronco. With Lord Lattimore Volkner, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at milehighreport.com. Incomplete. Hello, everybody. I'm Jess Place, joined by Lori Latimer Volkman and Tim Lynch. We are Something Something Broncos. We are sad to say that we didn't have a show last week because Thursday night football kind of throws everything off when you publish your show. When do we publish? Friday? Thursday?
Tim? Friday.
We publish Friday. Every Friday, you can get your Something Something Broncos right here, wherever you get your podcasts. Because the game fell when it did, it didn't really make sense to do a preview of the Jets game when it would be heard the day after the Jets game. So here we are coming at you live-ish on Friday, and it's awesome. Let's put a little bow on the Jets before we progress to the future, which is Broncos-Patriots, probably not your classic matchup that we have come to love. But any thoughts on Jets Broncos, Lori?
I was thrilled to see us score more than 30 points. Unbelievable.
Tim?
And
oh, sorry. There was a pregnant pause there. I didn't know there was more.
Move on to Tim.
Tim, do you have a pregnant pause you'd like to
I'll be honest. I was hoping for a loss, you know.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of here. You're not a fan.
You're on the tank train already, and you're going to let it affect how you root for your Denver Broncos, and you call yourself a fan.
I literally jumped on the Trevor Lawrence tank for Trevor Lawrence train that week. I was excited. I started watching him. I'm like, man, this could be a game changer. We could see Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence for a decade or more. This was going to be great. And they go and
Herbert. Herbert's looking like he's going to be legit.
Yeah. And then they go and win the game. So on to the next one.
Well, it turns out, despite all the injuries we've had, we may not be the worst team in the NFL. There's the Jets, the Giants, the Falcons.
The Texans.
Oh, sorry,
oh,
Bill O'Brien. Oh, yeah. Just real quick as an aside, I just got to say, any of you people out there that think that Eric Bieniemy is going to go to the Texans, you are high. There is no way the hottest coaching prospect in the NFL is going to go to a team that is literally a dumpster fire and will be for the next 2-3 years. They don't have first or second round picks. Like,
got a franchise quarterback though. You can't deny the
award. That's awesome, but nothing else and no prospects. So Eric Bieniemy, sorry, not going to the Texans.
You know what Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, that head coach in Detroit, they've all proven one thing.
Matt Patricia,
yeah.
Those three have proven one thing. The Patriot way only works if you're Bill Belichick.
Well, what's his name? What's the guy, the Spygate guy, Spygate 1, the first one, not like Eric Mangini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was also part of the failed Belichick coaching tree.
I mean, all of his coaching trees are failed.
Charlie Weiss, I guess. Does he count? He's part of it, too. I guess he had a little success with Notre Dame. But,
no, college doesn't count.
No, doesn't. Nope. Lori's laying down the law.
That's right.
I was excited that the Broncos won. I mean, I don't want to root for draft picks in October. Let's dial
Trevor
it back.
Trevor Lawrence.
The Giants are going to get Trevor Lawrence. They are terrible.
They got Daniel Jones.
They just
drafted him.
He's going to
be in
New York.
The Jets have Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but
those are all top five picks.
When Sam Darnold ran that 46-yard scramble in for a touchdown, I may have been a little excited for Trevor Lawrence. I will admit that. However, I am enjoying the win. But like I said, it could be our only one, especially if injuries keep racking up. I mean, we lost Noah Fant for at least a few weeks.
Yeah, it was nice to pick him up off the waiver wire. Somebody dropped him for some reason. Like, you're crazy.
Somebody didn't have room for an injured ass tight end. I'm sorry.
I hope I'm ahead of Scotty on the waiver wire, or I'm not going to get him.
I love that I'm in a position where I can let a tight end like that go. I have a local league here in New Hampshire, and they're all Patriots fans. And at the live draft, socially distant live draft, I was mocked for taking George Kittle and Travis Kelce in back-to-back picks. And I would just like to say that last night I scored the most points in the local league, in no small part to George Kittle. Thank you.
My team scored 120 points this weekend, which might be more than the 3 weeks prior combined.
Oh, you should pick up a broken Noah Fant and add him to your roster.
Yeah, well, apparently I'm going to be third in line, so we're not going to do it. The reason any of you had Noah Fant was because I had to drop him, so I had him.
And now hopefully I have him.
Anyways, all that exciting fantasy talk and more on Something Something Broncos. But let's talk about Broncos Patriots. Cam Newton has the sniffles and Mike has the COVID. Poor fella. However, that is good news for us because as we saw in the Kansas City Chiefs game on Monday night, that the Patriots are having some sort of quarterback issues. They've got Stidham and they've got Brian Hoyer, who is 76 years old, which is also in our favor. However, it looks like their defense is actually kind of good. They kept Kansas City at bay for a while.
And they had a couple of asinine calls by the refs that turned the game in the Chiefs' favor permanently. So
what? That's crazy. They would do that with Patrick Mahomes, like their poster boy for the future.
Well, now picture that defense against Brett Rypien, and then you'll understand why the opening line is negative 11 for the Patriots, even without Cam Newton status being known. So,
oh my gosh.
Well, they're going to give Brett Rypien the same consideration they give Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course they are.
Well, the defensive end is sitting on his head. He'll be like, my uncle is Mark Rypien. You can't do this. Stop tackling me.
Well, you know, the good news, if you want to call it good news, is we could be talking about Trevor Lawrence again in about a week. So.
Oh, yeah. Warm up that talk. I mean, we got to really start rooting for the Jets and the Giants. I don't see the Broncos beating the Patriots this year.
Well, I was looking at the Broncos schedule at the Patriots. You got the Dolphins, which 2 weeks ago I thought that would be winnable, but now they're playing pretty good football right now. Fitzmagic's going on. And then you got the Chiefs. The Falcons, I mean, they're 0-4, but they have an offense, and it's on the road. You know, I don't know. That's not a gimme.
I mean, with all the no fans there, that's going to really be a factor.
Well, the point is Matt Ryan.
It's a dome, an empty dome.
Matt Ryan plays better in the dome. That's what I meant by that, not the fans. Uh-huh. It's just Matt Ryan in the dome and Matt Ryan outside are like two different quarterbacks, you know. Then you got the Raiders, you got the Chargers. Neither one of those are flip of coins, you know. The Saints and then the Chiefs again. And then they finish at the Panthers. Then they host the Bills at the Chargers, host the Raiders. I mean, they'll win some games.
We can beat the
there.
Raiders, right? We can beat the Raiders.
Oh yeah, I think they'll split. That. They might even split the Raiders and Chargers both.
I could see them beating Atlanta.
It's not a gimme though. None of them are
Miami.
Gimme.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, we're all banged up, but you also got to remember Von Miller is probably going to come back here in a few weeks.
He's like, not coming back unless they're in the playoff hunt. That's already been.
Well, they're not out of the playoff hunt. Remember, they expanded the playoffs, so it's not going to be.
We are not going to the playoffs.
Here we go.
I'm not saying playoffs. I'm saying
you took a left at crazy town.
Oh, come on.
Here's an optimistic.
I want to see Von Miller play this year, don't you?
Here's optimistic.
No. No. I'm done. I'm done with 2020 altogether.
All things in.
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, so listen, we'll be 1-4, right? Broncos will be 1-4. They lose to the Patriots. Let's say they beat the Dolphins. It's 2-4. Lose to the Chiefs, beat the Falcons on the road,
We got Philip Lindsay going to come back. Noah Fant is going to come back.
So that leaves them.
We're going to have 5,700 fans in the stands now. So I mean, that Rocky Mountain Thunder is going to be in full effect.
You keep
it. We're going to be 10-6.
It's going to happen.
He doesn't want to hear it. We'll be 3-9 this year at some point.
Super Bowl.
If we're lucky. That's
no. This is going to be the worst. This is going to be the worst season in Broncos history since the early '60s. Like it's. I mean, it's just the way it is. but I wanna really embrace, you know, the possibilities of what could be. And you know, you naysayers are not going to rain on my parade until it's totally deluged.
Let's put an asterisk.
Thunder and lightning.
Let me.
Speaking
put an
of
asterisk.
Rocky Mountain Thunder.
Let me put an asterisk on this whole conversation by saying the Broncos have a talented roster and they have a potential to be a good football team, but they've just been devastated by injury. You know, this we're joking and stuff, but it sucks and they're in a bad situation.
Don't you try to sober up this conversation.
I mean, it's absolutely true. If you looked at our starting lineup on offense and defense prior to Von Miller getting hurt, we had a fantastic potential and we were banking on all those players living up to their potential. Not only did we lose, you know, our franchise player in Von Miller, which was devastating enough just because he's such a key piece of that defense, but then we just lost major player after major player to the point that our offense and defense are a shell of themselves. You know, it's great that we won. I, like Jess, was really excited to see us win. I expected it to be a sloppy game against the Jets. It was sloppier than I thought it would be. It was a lot harder to actually get that win than I was hoping. And I kept thinking, there's no way we win another freaking game this season. There's no way. And it's not their fault. I don't think it's Fangio's fault. It just sucks because we have lost our quarterback, our number one receiver, our number one tight end, our number one edge rusher, our number one defensive lineman.
Running back.
Anybody else?
Philip Lindsay.
One of our top two running backs. I mean,
AJ Bouye.
Yeah, our number one cornerback.
Keep on going.
Exactly.
We love everybody. Yeah. The injury bug has the entire Broncos roster up on the dartboard. And
we've never seen
it. And it's hitting everything. Vic Fangio, who's doing the best he can with what he got. I mean, it makes blogging hard. I mean, it's so easy to like point a crooked finger and be like, it's your fault, Garrett Bowles, you know, but it's like, he's doing okay. And Fangio is doing the best with what he can. It's like, you can't really fault anybody but injuries. Like and it makes blogging tough. It's like, how many times a week can you say, well, what can you do with what you got?
And we're going to have to say that 12 more times.
Well, Taylor has
the bye week too, so we're really going to have to stretch on that. Like, well, I think there are some historical retrospectives in my future. All three comments that will be generated by the year.
Tim would like to say something.
No,
I know. I just wanted to point out that Taylor had a post where he mentioned 48% of the salary cap isn't even suited to play in that last game.
Right. That's
an insane number if you think about how much money is just on the sidelines for Denver in each game. So it is like they're playing with two with an arm tied behind their back. So
and a leg. And a neck.
Blindfolded. I mean, this is ridiculous. Garrett Bowles is playing pretty well. Alexander Johnson is playing lights out. And Melvin Gordon is a huge highlight, I think. I'm so excited to see him doing well.
Oh,
and
that's got a twist.
About it.
Well, that's got
Mike
a twist.
Purcell,
Joe Rolls.
He just got extended earlier Monday. Tuesday. He got extended to 2023. So, I mean, there's Elway rewarding not Justin Simmons, but that's fine.
Alexander Johnson too. We need to sign him.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's probably the best linebacker we've had since Al Wilson. And I love Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan, but like he is everywhere. I love how he plays the game.
Well, and the defense, you know, they're not playing terribly. I mean, what, 2.5 sacks against the Jets for Bradley Chubb, and they've got 10 sacks on the year, which is better than half the league. So, I mean, there is some positives, and half the league is not factoring in all the games that got delayed or canceled due to COVID. So that's pretty good.
Also, Bradley Chubb led in quarterback pressures. Do you know, he had 10 QB pressures on whatever night we played.
Thursday. It was a beautiful Thursday night, and the Denver Broncos won.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's impressive. He's coming around. That's good to see.
Yeah, I think they had half their sacks in that game for the season, too. Sam Darnold just was getting hit all over the place.
Except for that 46-yard scramble for a touchdown.
Yeah, that one, Alexander Johnson needs to make that tackle.
Yeah.
But the Broncos will have 5,700 fans in every game now. They've got that approved. So that was announced on Monday. So
why do it at all? Like, I mean, it's like you're going to have ticket takers and concessionaires. It's not the typical game day experience anyway. I think it's just silly to have fans there. Like just
I don't.
You know?
I think they should have more. I don't 5,700. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you're going to do it, maybe, you know, I mean, like, what's the difference? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's risks involved and all that, but clearly we don't care about COVID in this country. So it's like, well, let's just everybody catch
it. All right. That is the wrong message. I would like to apologize for my co-host.
All right. Edit that out. I'm just cynical. COVID. This has been a really hard week for me, Lori.
I'm with you. I told you. I'm done with 2020. But no, I mean, 5,700 is small, and I'm sure that, you know, it can't nearly be as great as the 70,000.
It's like 6% of capacity, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, but I think for the players, it is better than nothing. Having fans there cheering and booing for the other team is helpful. It does seem like kind of an odd number. It seems to me they could spread out the time people are let in the stadium, like make that, you know, force it to be longer so you can't have big crowds kind of waiting in line. You could have more people because you have a huge stadium. You can force people to spread out.
Yeah, I think 10,000 is easily doable. Anything's better. Anything that gets rid of the fake crowd noise, I'm all for. I can't watch another game hearing the fake crowd noise because I'll be doing something else and I'll hear like the fake crowd noise and look over and nothing's freaking happening. Why are we cheering? I don't.
It is remarkable how much, you know, as TV viewers, you rely on the crowd noise to tell you what's happening. Like if you're, you know, looking at your phone and you hear like sudden outburst of crowd, you're like, whoa, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, huh. You know, but they kind of mess with you with the fake crowd noise, and it's like, wait, what's happening? Nothing's happening.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm ready.
I think too,
to get rid of that
for players. I'm sure it's always different for players, but I mean for every player. But the thing about crowd noise is they don't pay attention to it specifically. It's more just having something, because if it were dead silent, that would be really odd.
Well, right? Sunday Night Football had a series where they took the crowd noise away. And I remember that they did it. And then I got so focused on what I was doing, I missed it because I didn't hear the crowd noise to pull my attention off of what I was doing. So I'm sure it was great. I don't know. I have no comment on the crowd noise. I want fans back when it's safe. And I rely on them as someone who watches football more than I thought I did.
I think it's still good to have, as long as it is safe. And let's hope those 5,700 people stay safe and are smart. Wear your damn masks, people.
Yes.
Broncos
yes.
country.
Tim, put your mask back on. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's get back on track. Let's do score predictions for the Patriots game. Tim, you said it was an 11-point differential. I forget which direction you said that. Was the Broncos favored by 11?
Yeah, Broncos are guaranteed win.
Gimme.
Predict accordingly.
Okay, so Lori, what do you think? Score?
35-21 Patriots.
Oof. So much of that defense.
Sidham
is going ham.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm going with, I figure Cam's playing. If it's Brian Hoyer, I'm going to go with
26-21.
26-21. Broncos?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you got to figure in a Brian Hoyer
right,
pick six.
Okay. If it's Brian Hoyer, I'll go 23-21 Broncos.
Excellent.
That's bold. That's bold. Okay, Tim, what do you think?
I'm going to say with Hoyer, Stidham, it's going to be Brett Rypien, 20-10 Patriots. If it's Cam Newton, we'll just call it 30-13. The Broncos get a field goal there.
What is
that? I think Bill Belichick's just going to expose Brett Rypien. You know, he seems like he's a very good Trevor Siemian type, but the limited arm strength is something Belichick can scheme around and really take advantage of.
And also his
and no line and yeah.
Right.
It's going to be rough.
Jeff and Joe had pointed out last week that he, you know, just pretty good with his decision making to read the defense quickly and make a decision, which fine, I'll accept that. But those two interceptions he threw at the end of the game last week, I was like, come on. Like, I know not to throw that pass. Like, that was a terrible
Well, he was trying
decision.
To throw it out of bounds, and yeah, it makes
Is
you
that,
wonder.
And he just didn't have the arm strength? Is that what we're going with? Is that our story?
I don't know. Maybe he misjudged where, like, the fifth row of the stands were.
Anyway, those really concerned me, because prior to that, I thought he looked decent. I mean, obviously the arm strength is his biggest issue, but you can figure that out if you do short, fast passes. And we have some guys that can make more of those kinds of plays. But after looking at that, I'm like, he can't make it four quarters and, you know, like, put a whole game together that's going to be solid decision making. And like you said, I think Bill Belichick will.
Well, that pick six was in the triple coverage, and whatever he was looking at when he threw that ball, I don't know.
All right, what's your score prediction, Jeff?
Oh, all right. I'm going to say 28-14 Patriots.
Regardless.
I think it'll be over. I think they'll have 28 early, and it'll just be.
He'll go to their third string. Who's their third string quarterback?
Cam Newton. They're going to put him in it with COVID.
Cam on COVID. Is there?
They're gonna wheel him out in an iron lung. And yeah. Okay. And so there is that possibility. Have we heard about tests today, Tuesday? Like, if anyone tests positive, the Broncos game suddenly gets in serious doubt with the Patriots. So that is something to be considering. So if you're listening to this on Friday and you're like, you dumbasses, the game's been canceled for 3 days. Just know we recorded this on Tuesday when the future looked oh so bright. So there's that caveat. Don't judge us in the future for not knowing what's happening. And we hope you enjoy the Broncos week 5 bye week. And look forward to seeing the Patriots in week 8.
Oh my God. That would suck. While we're here, then, I would like to talk about the fact that I thought it was completely irresponsible of the NFL to play that game within 5 days of Cam testing positive. I mean, it was really within 3 days, and I'm pretty sure that the incubation period is 2 to 5 days. So,
well,
if
I'm sure
Josh
McDaniels is all up in his face, like, okay, you got to do this, and blah, 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 and I drafted Tim Tebow, and I don't ever say I was wrong for doing so. And yet, I'm sure with everybody around, like, it's probably not good. It's probably not good. So, but, you know, hey, 2020. Hey.
Yeah. That's my. That's how I feel about 2020.
Yeah, nice. You just offended Tim with that gesture.
Yeah, he's gonna high five me right now.
Yeah. Oh. So there it is, the high five. It's beautiful. All right, guys, I think that's it for Something Something Broncos this week. I am Jess Place with Tim Lynch and Lori Lattimore-Volkman, the Eric Bieniemy of Cousin George's Fantasy Team. You can listen to us each Friday as we lift you up with the Denver Broncos message of positivity and glory. You can read all of our stuff on milehighreport.com. And I'm going to leave you with a Go Broncos this week. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
FYGB.
Yeah.
That was last week.
I know. FYNEP.
You could do FYBB because he's really the mastermind for all this.
Oh, FY McD. There you go.
There you go.
That's
the right there. That should be the hashtag for this week.
Okay, Broncos country, we have a quick update for you. After the podcast was recorded, the NFL announced that the Broncos-Patriots game will be moved to Monday afternoon, Mountain Time. It will be 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is due to the positive COVID tests among the New England Patriots. This is how it is in 2020. Okay, as you were, carry on.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the both up. Both fouls were on the kicking team.
Third freaking delivery. My mom needs to stop ordering shit. I'll be right back.
Ah, goddamn! I've got just notepads of shit I have to do. Like,
yeah. See this? Yay. I'm ready for my kid to move out this weekend. She's moving to the other room. Get the fuck out. I'm in quarantine. I don't need a mask.
God damn it.
I did get a haircut, though, and I wore my mask. So
that's good.
Wear your mask when you're getting
I have this vision of like the haircutter just like accidentally snipping the little cord that holds the mask on your face. And then it's like the movie Total Recall where he like gets sucked out into Mars and is like
2 weeks.
Oh no, it's over for Tim.
I got a little nervous with the buzzers went close to the oh, you want me to grab this?
My husband has been cutting his own hair since March and our boy's hair, and it shows.
Yeah, I got a nice wife cut. We just sit out on a chair in the garage and just
right.
You know, exactly. Yeah, it looks exactly. Terrible. It's awful.
My husband did cut mine once, and he's like, "I think I can figure out layers." I'm like, no. It was
good. He's mixing up the peroxide. Like, let's do some highlights.
You've been listening to Something Something Broncos. A feature of MileHighReport.com with Lori Lattimore-Volkman, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch. Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.